This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last two visits, we saw how Job experienced the dynamic of a small group when his friends came to him in his time of need. They had been separated over time, but when there was a need in the life of one of them, there was a natural tendency to pull together and give support to the one hurting. Job was devastated by tragedy and loss. When his friends heard of this, they got together and came to offer sympathy and comfort. Job 2:12 says, "When they saw him from a distance, they could hardly recognize him. They began to weep aloud, and they tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their heads." They didn't understand any more than Job did why all of this happened to him. They were truly dumbfounded. Silence reigned except for their weeping. They identified with Job's pain fully, tearing their robes and sprinkling dust on their heads. Verse 13 says, "Then they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and 7 nights. No one said a word to him, because they saw how great his suffering was." Sometimes the greatest comfort we can give a hurting friend is silent presence, just sitting quietly with the hurting friend. Just being there, not offering advice, not suggesting any great insight into the why, hurting with the hurting one, weeping with the weeping one, humbling oneself with the one who is humbled and broken, bonded and broken with the hurting friend in pain and despair. That is the benefit of being a part of a small group in time of need. Have you ever experienced this for yourself? I hope you have. And if not, I hope this series of studies in Job will encourage you to become a part of a small group.